In CI News this week, the Church of Scotland votes to reaffirm its opposition to assisted suicide. London Mayor Sadiq Khan pushes the government to decriminalise cannabis. And a US court rules that a Christian businesswoman cannot be forced to photograph same-sex weddings. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 30th of May. I'm Rhys Curnow. The Church of Scotland has voted to maintain its opposition to assisted suicide. Members of the denomination's General Assembly rejected a motion to simply note the diversity of views in the Church on the issue. Instead, commissioners backed a counter-motion introduced by Reverend Alistair Cook, which reaffirmed the Church of Scotland's opposition to assisted dying. Reverend Cook explained to the Institute why he brought the motion.
When we came to Saturday morning, the Assembly started, I just felt the conviction constraining, really, by God, that I needed to put in a counter-motion that I'd been thinking about over the week or so leading up to it, and put in a new section that simply said, the Church of Scotland reaffirms its opposition, historic opposition, to assisted dying. I was just surprised and pleased and moved at that outcome. Praise God for it.
The Mayor of London has pushed the UK government to decriminalise cannabis possession. Sadiq Khan claimed the London Drugs Commission's new report makes a compelling, evidence-based case for the decriminalisation of possession of small quantities of natural cannabis, which the government should consider. The report brands the 14-year maximum prison sentence for possessing enough cannabis to supply to others as extreme relative to the dangers of cannabis itself. But the Home Office emphasised that the government has no intention of reclassifying it and will continue efforts to drive down drug use. Shadow Home Secretary Chris Philp warned liberalising drugs laws has devastated cities in North America. Cannabis is associated with antisocial behaviour, and heavy use can lead to serious psychosis and severe mental health problems. US and Canadian cities which tried this approach have ended up as crime-ridden ghettos, with stupefied addicts on the streets and law-abiding citizens frightened to go there. A major gambling firm and football sponsor has been fined over £3 million for bad practice and is set to leave the UK. The Gambling Commission fined TGP Europe for breaching anti-money laundering rules and for not carrying out sufficient checks on business partners. TGP Europe recently promoted its betting websites by sponsoring Premier League clubs, including Newcastle, Fulham and Wolves. John Pearce, head of enforcement for the Gambling Commission, said it is essential that football clubs play their part in protecting fans from harm or exploitation through their sponsorship deals. The Commission warned clubs they could face prosecution if they promote unlicensed gambling businesses. Will Prohaska, director of the Coalition to End Gambling Ads, criticised the government for allowing English football to become a vehicle for the promotion of nefarious and unlicensed gambling companies. And finally, a US court has ruled that a Christian photographer cannot be compelled to promote same-sex weddings. Emily Carpenter appealed a lower court decision that threatened her ability to operate her business according to her faith. Her firm celebrates marriage between one man and one woman as a gift from God. But a district court has now prevented New York State from using discrimination law to force her to offer same-sex couples the same engagement and wedding photography services she would have given to opposite-sex couples. If Carpenter had been convicted, she could have been fined up to $100,000 and sentenced to 1 year in prison. Brian Nyhart of religious liberty group Alliance Defending Freedom welcomed the ruling. Free speech is for everyone, and more courts are ruling consistent with that message. He added that Supreme Court precedent means the government can't force Americans to say things they don't believe. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.